You're watching or listening to We Got Your 6 and 6 Patriot Playtime. We are We the People, the People's Patriot Project.
Okay, now I'm thrown off. Welcome to all of our patriots, all of our family supporters, all of our military, and all of our first responders out there. We are here for you. We are the People's Patriot Project. I'm Andrea Eichmann, bringing you in on the 13th of March here, Sunday night, to our We Got Your 6 at 6 Patriot Playtime show. We've got some amazing guests for you here tonight. We have Greg, and we've got Kim and her band, and it's going to be a very exciting show. So we would like to get rolling, but before we do, if you could take off your hats, and if you can stand, and join us for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States,
of America.
And to the Republic,
which stands,
one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty,
and justice for all.
Welcome. We are here tonight to get this stuff rolling. Are you guys coming in the house with me? Come on, let's go. Whew. Hey, Quinn, thank you. That was... I've seen parts and pieces of this. This was Mark's creation for our opening. And wow, that was pretty. Does anybody else have a little anxiety at a moment during that? That calls everybody's attention, I think. That's awesome. Mark, you did great. Tammy,
first of all, we'd like to thank Dom Kurz for giving us the music for the background of that. Great friend from Texas. We've been following him for a while, and when he originally played Roll On for us, it was just a song that I thought fit kind of our mission, and what we were going to go through. And I asked him, can we use that song kind of in the background of getting what we're set on? And he's like, let's do it. And so again, I'd like to thank Dom Kurz for allowing us to use his instrumental link or set for our intro. Thanks, Dom. It's crazy.
Already?
Greg, will you help us how to pronounce? Me and Andrea had a battle after battle every day how to say your first name. And it's Greg. And what about your last name?
Yeah, the last name's the easy part, right? So if you pronounce it a P-I-H-S, if you pronounce it out, you get piss. It's peas like the vegetable, like the green vegetable. And it's oddly enough, it's ship spelled backwards.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
And as far as nationality, I'm not 100% sure.
I was going pies because I like to eat pies, and I don't like to eat peas. So I guess that's where we left it. So it is what it is. Thank you for being here, Greg. I'm going to tell you, our referral for you came from the great, we call him the Godfather. He says I can't call him that, but Andrew Ferrer. The guy that makes things happen down in Tennessee. I do not know a man on earth that's got more energy than Andrew and his amazing, amazing mission. People just think he's out there trying to bother people to join the Legion, the BFW, those organizations. I mean, he's kind of across the board there a little bit. I know where his heart sits, but that's a mission to save lives, man. That's what that is. And finding the connection, finding the community, finding the peace. And he understands, and we've had the conversation. We've had him on the show. I was on SB Scuttlebutt with them and Commander Fleek. And I just love it. But this is about you, Greg. We got you here. What we'd like to do is give Andrea the stage for a minute to tell us about the news, and then we'll get back and we'll introduce the Kim Donnett Band and talk about the missions that we're all involved in.
Yeah, very cool, because we can't wait to hear some music, too. We're pretty excited. All right, so again, remembering everybody out there who's fighting for the cause and doing what they're supposed to be doing, and anyone active, first responders, veterans, military, non-active. We're all with you. We're right here for you, with you, behind you. That's what we do, the Beacon. So also with this month, it's Women's History Month. And I got to say, everybody, TV stations, radio stations, everywhere I go, the billboards, I have learned so much. That's awesome. Look at that. Woo. I have learned so much women's history. All the way back. And then some of it's reminders, of course. But we do think about the over 200,000 women that served on active duty in the U.S. military. And let's not ignore those contributions that got those women and us women to where we and they can be today. So that's the rest of this month. March 15th, we have the American Legion birthday coming up. They've served wartime veterans through promoting patriotism, military service, national security, dedication to current service members and vets alike. The organization's birthday is on March 15th in 1919. This is the day the organization, known as the American Expeditionary Force at the time, organized the first meeting in Paris, France. The American Legion will celebrate its 102nd birthday this year, on March 15th. And then let us not forget, and I know I've had conversations, but I spent a week in Ireland. My son got married, and then we toured around the southwestern edge of the countryside. And, every little stop, every bar we went into, but I got to say in Dingle, the Dingle pub has a whole entire wall. And it's badges, it's troopers, it's sheriffs, it's police, it's fire, it's military patches all over from the United States. And that was really kind of cool to look for your own. I think we had a Rochester, St. Paul, and Cloud. I saw badges from, and I might not know some little towns in Minnesota, but goes without saying that St. Patrick's Day, that's what I think of, because I was in Boston once and I was in Chicago once and ended up sitting with groups of retired policemen both time and women both times. And so when I'm with WEPE3, that's what I think of. When I'm not on the St. Patrick's Day celebrations, then I'm just Andrea running down the road to the next bar. So for the green beer and the green drinks. But anyway, we will celebrate that on Thursday. So Mark just ghosted us and I don't know what he's got going on. Hey, we have Jess Sams here. Jess is one of us. He is our vice president actually, and he's doing some promotion things right now for us. So I want to say welcome, Jess Sams. There you go. I got it. Jess Sams.
Happy Sunday.
And then we usually have Nikki. We usually have Nikki with us, and she's not here yet, so we will see. And then we have Mark. Mark's kind of our founder, I guess we will say that. He's our guy. He's our guy that got it all rolling. So, again, welcome
days.
To the show. I know on our show, with my notes, it says he's really bossy, and to get along with him, just do what he says. That's what it says.
I typically am under my
I desk. Appreciate that.
When I'm talking to him.
That grandiose introduction. I appreciate that. I'd like to welcome back the Kim Donnett Band. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you. Nice to be back.
It's really hard when we started our mission and when we started bringing veterans and first responders on and boots on the ground organizations, and those guys fit different niches and gals fit different niches and this and that. And music is music, but it's not just music, because it plays to your heart. It plays to your soul. The Kim Donnett does. And we have a hard time because we always say we don't have favorites. Don't have favorites. It's so awesome to have you guys back. Thank you for coming on.
We're glad to be back.
Will you introduce your crew to us?
I can do that. So let me start. I'll start on this side. Wow, that's backwards. Anyway, this is Ron Havilar, and he plays bass in the band. And I also refer to him as Groove Master Socks. So you might hear me call him that sometimes, because he does his feet like that when he's playing, sitting and playing. And Ron's a veteran. He was... you were at Vietnam, right?
Vietnam, yeah.
Army. So he's a vet. And then right over here, this is Steve. Steve is the newest member of the band. He's a guitarist. He does our mixing for us for our recordings. And he is a veteran. He was Air Force. But I don't hold that against him. Oh, just kidding. And then Rodney Beal back here. Rodney's our drummer. And Rodney is not a veteran, but your dad was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I was 18-year dependent.
18-year dependent. And your dad was in the Air Force. And his son is currently serving in the Navy.
Yeah.
So.
Currently deployed.
Very awesome.
Yeah, he's deployed.
So everybody give your thoughts to him.
Yeah, he can stand
absolutely.
Your parents for sure. And then I was Navy also. And I worked on a sub-tender. I worked on a submarine when I was active duty.
That's outstanding. Thank you all for your service. I know that sounds cliche at times, but it's something that we remember absolutely every single day. We do a campaign on Fridays when everyone deployed, but again, remembering it just on Fridays just isn't enough. And then we step into the conversation about remembering's not enough. To remember is just not enough. And, it's time for us to get back. We got green-eyed Barbie in the house. That is our Storm Riders, who are out there doing amazing work, bringing recognition to the need, the cause, the purpose of taking care of veterans. And we tag the first responders as the People's Patriot Project. And we just entered into a partnership with Storm Riders. Just to put it out there strong and clear, because we believe in what they're doing. We are actually their fiscal sponsor and making sure and holding them accountable and making sure all the dots are, all the T's are dotted and the I's are crossed, right? That's the way that works. That's not
it's the way it is in our group usually.
So, Mr. Pease, tell us about your service.
Yeah, so I served in the Marine Corps. I served 8 years between 2003 and 2011. I was infantry by trade. I did two deployments with 2nd Battalion, 7th Marines, and I did another deployment with 1st Tank Battalion between 04 and 07. And then my last 3.5 years in, I actually rode for the Marine Corps Mounted Color Guard doing things like the Rose Parade, so it was quite an honor. And I got out in 2011.
That's gonna be an experience.
It was incredible.
I want to, so the song that Storm Riders put out there with that clip for that TikTok is Shannon Book, again, another musician, veteran out of Texas, and again, another veteran that we follow and make sure that we help support along the way. So thanks, Barbie, for all you do. She goes by Quinn as well. Thanks, Quinn, for doing all of what you do and the Storm Riders for what they do. Back to Mr. Pease again. So Marine served, worked for the Rose Bowl.
Yeah. So now I run a real estate team, and then I have my own training academy where I, work with people, and certify people as practitioners and master practitioners in neuro-linguistic programming, which, usually arises a whole bunch more questions. So NLP is kind of like in to put it into one sentence, it's hard to do. If I had to put it in one sentence, I tell people it's kind of like the manual for your mind. Everything we do, every decision we make, every the way our mind operates is completely coded. It has an algorithm. There's a reason for everything. And the more we can understand it, the more we can then control it and really start to create our own reality.
You know, you're going to get in trouble when you say things like that in my world, because they're like, what the hell is this guy doing? So we're going to put you in charge of figuring that out. And so how does this benefit, or how does this work with veterans? How does this work with people that have served?
Yeah, that's a great question. And so I do really the big thing is around timeline therapy. So I work with veterans all the time. A lot of times it's through other much larger nonprofit organizations like Creative Vets being one of them, or Malachias's Warriors Garden, things of that nature. But timeline therapy is really a process that I teach veterans that are looking for change in. Because anyone that wants to create change, it's my belief that the first thing that has to be the precursor to all change is desire. So if we don't have a desire to change, there's nothing that's going to make us change. But as long as we have desire, then we can change. And then the question is, how do we create change? And so with timeline therapy, you know, there's a process of going through. But what's a truth about all of our traumas is that they only exist in the past. And when we can go through, and so if someone were to, if a kid were to say, touch a stove, and then they were to burn their hand, and then that kid may associate the whole entire stove as bad. We know that's not a truth. We know the truth is you can't touch the hot aisle until it cools off is what the actual truth is. But the child is going to associate that the whole entire stove is better. They may associate that the whole entire stove is bad. So then they can go nowhere near the stove. And that's like how kind of how PTSD is created. And so when that child enters in the kitchen and sees the stove, they may even have a reaction, which is kind of like creating a flashback. But once we can go through and extract the positive learning from whatever happened, our unconscious mind can process that memory and really allow us to go on and realize, like, we're not going to convince that kid consciously that the stove's not bad. But there's a process through timeline therapy of having the realization, the learning there is don't touch the aisle while it's hot. Once we can actually have that kid integrate that learning at an unconscious level, then he can process his PTSD and be totally okay with stoves forevermore. So that's a little bit how I work with veterans.
I absolutely love this because we call ours recalibration. And in my brain, it parallels or works exactly with what you're doing, except we put experiences into people's lives that kind of alter and says, okay, you know what? That is in the past. That trauma is there. And I can compartmentalize that and leave that there because now I can move on with new relationships, new experiences, new memories, new thoughts. And I like these better than I like those. So I'm going to hold on to these. I'm going to build relationships and keep going. And I'm absolutely intrigued by this conversation at this time. It's just different verbiage, same concepts, yeah, but just a different way of approaching it. So what do you do to maintain this practice as far as, do you do it in groups? Do you get individuals? Do you, how do, and we'll get your links up here in a second too as well. So
yeah,
tell
yeah,
me
so,
those features.
Yeah, I'll dive in a little bit. So I absolutely work with veterans and it's not just veterans. So I have a lot of trauma and extreme PTSD from my childhood. So, you know, I love working with veterans, but it really anyone that has that trauma that they need to process through, because that trauma is kind of like what I share with people. It's kind of like the diamond in the rough. I hate to be so cliche, but the diamond in the rough. And then we don't want to show anyone that because it's ugly. But when we process it, we can make that diamond, and then it's a gift to share with everyone. And so what I do more so than working with people one-on-one is I actually certify people as coaches and neurolinguistic programming practitioners. So they can have the tools to not only process their own trauma, but then go out and start their own business with working with other people, or whether they do a business or whether it's a hobby or whether it's a passion, but be able to work with other people. And then, so I do that in a group setting. I do certifications usually once or twice a year. And then I run a mastermind with all the students that go through. And then obviously myself, I'm part of a mastermind with people that are a little bit more advanced than myself. And that's really part of the process of staying plugged in and staying sharp, which is just like anything in the world, be it, you know, fitness or whatever it is, you got to stay plugged in, you know, use it or lose it kind of mindset.
Hopefully don't go away. Don't go anywhere. Cause, we'll still continue the conversation, but we got to hear some of the amazing work of the Kim Donnette band and see where they've been, where they're going, what they want to do.
Well, we've been busy. I can tell you, we've definitely been busy. We have been working on our first album. We've got two songs currently being released. One is already released, and then the next one is coming out within the next couple of weeks. And then at the end of the year, we'll have our first album, so we're excited about that. And we're working toward, you know, building to the point where hopefully we're going to be doing some festivals and that type of thing. We're going back to an IBC competition, hopefully in San Angelo, I think it's in April, isn't it, guys? May 14th, that's what it is. And so, you know, we're going to be heading back there. But the goal is to just keep working and hopefully get to that point where we're able to play some really fun blues festivals and we'd love to open for some national acts or something. That would be truly awesome. And then just staying busy, you know, here at home doing shows. We're in Arkansas, Louisiana, and Texas. And so hopefully branching out some more as we can and just continuing to write. We're working on some new material, writing some new songs. So we're staying pretty busy.
I love it. I do have to share a little bit of a backstory. We had the Kim Donnette band on a little over a year ago, and great opportunity, great music. But I'm going to be real honest up front, and it had nothing to do with that, is what created the bond that happened that night, because we had a post show experience that night, and I'm not going to call anybody out, and I'm not going to put anyone's stuff out there, but one of Kim's band members has been involved in some conflict in the world of military, and never really had or never found the venue, the opportunity, the place to deal with some of those things that they had dealt with during that conflict time. And it was absolutely perfect for whatever reason, whatever cause. It was the time, it was the place, and we just had this amazing, very extended, open, real opportunity of dialogue that allowed her band member just to I won't say cleanse, because reality is you can scrub it real good, but it never comes completely clean. I get it. It's one of those things. It's still there, I know. But it led the group to go to the next level and then create a song that will be the song that we end our evening on, which is Come Home, which is, I've got the Holy Ghost bumps already. And I'll wait to have the dialogue about that song, because there's more to it than coming home. And we'll get to that point. But when me and Andrea sit down and talk about the highlights of our year and where we know that we've affected and helped people, we were just there at the moment, and it worked out as a group. And it was an amazing opportunity. And so I hope there was some healing that happened in that experience. And I appreciated the evening so much. And so that's why the Kim Dunn That Bands, it's really close to our hearts, and maybe on the higher of one of our better groups that we enjoy being around. And, you know, you made a statement there, Kim, and I'm sorry. You go, you want to play for some national bands, and I get it. But I tell you what, I will stack up our veteran and first responder musicians against any music group out there. And you guys are one of them as well. And I'm just waiting so we can create more experiences, create more opportunities for more people to hear your message and to hear your music. And I don't, it is tongue-tied now, mainly because I get made fun of all the time for the stuff I drink, and we got Mr. P's over here dumping down the
just casually kind of bringing that in screen.
I'm a little tiny guy. It's gotta stay hydrated. No, I love it. I love it.
What's that,
Greg? Where are you calling in from?
So Nashville area in Tennessee. I specifically live in Chapel Hill, which Nashville is about. Guys.
If it's not Texas, it's Nashville. I don't, whatever.
We got great states for the veterans. Where are you out of, Martin?
We're in Minnesota. We need awesome. To do some work up here. We're getting there. Me, Andrea, and I'm going to go with jams from now on. Is that all right, Jess?
Jams.
Get my jams.
Jams.
You do whatever you got to do, Mark.
Yeah. We got to do some work up here still. And we do love coming down to Nashville. At least it's a reunion every time we come down there. So we'll have to put you on that list of connections when we get down there. And
those 12, 206.
Get our paws on you.
There's such those a great, 12, 206. Such a great veteran community here in Middle Tennessee. I mean, all over Tennessee, but you know, I'm more plugged into the Middle Tennessee, and just such great guys. Like, as you mentioned earlier, Andrew Farr, I mean, just the veteran community out here is great.
We got to sit at a table with his group when Chris Turner finished his tour. And so we were there for the beginning of the tour, and we met all these amazing people. And so we came and sat with Andrew in a group at the Bold Patriot for the end of the tour. And my gosh, it was so fun. Just another new group of, so I won. Every time I go there, I win the raffles.
There you go.
So I won a huge flag that I gave to Steve and John, and then I kept, because it fit in my little tiny suitcase, a plaque, and it's Stone River Post 12206. I kept it because I was kind of the cheerleader, as I'm trying to remember the post all night long. I was kind of the cheerleader for the post, and so fittingly, it's on my coffee bar right now.
Cheerleader. Everyone belongs to that post, and it's amazing. And Andrew's done an amazing job, and the group does an amazing job. Let's bring Kim and the group back in, because I started down that hill. We just didn't get over the little bump there. Tell me about Behind the Well.
Well, Behind the Well is the first single of the album. And it's currently on, just a plug, currently on 29 streaming services like Apple and Deezer and Spotify and all those fun things. But it's really just a song that was written just about those fun memories of growing up and becoming an adult and chasing love, if you will, in all the wrong places. So, you know, and knowing that your secret is your secret, but, you know, you hope nobody ever really finds out.
So real quick here.
And there's no personal experience attached to that song whatsoever.
Oh, fair enough. Fair enough. I never know what we're going to get out of the Kim that done that. You are a spitfire, and I love watching you on stage. I love watching what you do, and you got a great support crew there that allows you to pretty much get away with whatever you want to get away with. I appreciate that. That's good stuff.
They're a great bunch. They really are.
We will be getting this up on the WP3 radio as soon as we can get it up there. Make sure you all you got to do is put in WEP3 and start typing radio on your browser, and that pops up right away. We are excited. Now, granted, when we started the show tonight, it was not a veteran or first responder musician, but until we've got the radio station up and flying the way we'd like it to, we've got some American classic type music that's going on there. But if you sit and you listen to that radio station, you are supporting veterans and first responders because it is a monetized radio station and we are licensed and we are paying royalties through that. So if you get a chance to do that. The other piece I'd like to, and we'll get the link up here, we're trying to get our YouTube channel up to 1,000 listeners and subscribers. You will see Miss Donette's band's music on our channel and all of our shows when it comes to the debrief, when it comes to We Got Your Six at Six, and maybe even some of the live streams from across the country that we do. Maybe you'll learn how to barbecue some ribs. I might have a couple of pieces on there about doing that and making beef Wellingtons and stuff like that, if that's your interest. I don't know. If it's got meat in it, I'm eating it. That's the way it's happening.
With you on that one.
Meatitarian.
One night we were doing a show, and I don't remember what it had to been when we were doing
happy hour,
the virtual happy hour, because I was smoking some meat and I came up with the statement of meat butter, and everyone on they went wild, meat butter, because this meat was just falling apart, juicy, delicious. Life was running down my face. It's great. We will continue. They told me I had to go get the meat butter URL. I don't know what we're going to do with it, but we'll play with it, whatever we got to do. So.
Aren't you brining something right now? You got a brisket or something going?
Oh, I do. Well, see, Miss Eichmann cracks her whip every once in a while and says, Mark, you need to do... No, she doesn't do this. It's a gift I do to the Eichmann family every year, but I do. I have 3 briskets that are brining right now. One on reserve because I got to have just my classic Texas style brisket. But I do, as Andrea had mentioned, we've got St. Patty's Day this week. And I threw the hat in the ring and say, what is corned beef and how do you make it? And I did that last year. I'll never buy a store bought corned beef ever again. It turned out really good. I can control the flavors through what seasonings I put on it. And not that store-bought's bad. I just know what I'm putting in it. And there's no preservatives. It's natural. It tastes amazing. What was kind of crazy is I said, hey, look, you got corned beef. What would part of this corned beef look like in the smoker? So I threw it in the smoker thinking I was like ingenious, like the only guy ever to do this before. And oddly enough, the guest we had on that week was Feed the Heroes Foundation out of Georgia with Adam Jones and Matt Strand. And Strand goes, well, you know, that's pastrami. And I'm like, no, I didn't. I made
pastrami. That's great.
And I didn't even know it. And the crazy part is at the end of May, we went down to Nashville to watch Chris Turner, and Feed the Heroes Foundation shows up in Georgia to meet with us. And they brought a little slab of pastrami. It was a large slab of pastrami that they made themselves. And we sat at the Bold Patriot with a knife, slicing off pastrami for everyone in the building, just mowing on this chunk of pastrami. So look at the connection there, how quick we did that and how many people we can involve with those conversations. That's why we love what we're doing. Greg, what's next for you, brother?
Let's see next. really just growing out, growing the academy further and further, and really just looking to touch as many lives as I can. The academy is pretty, it's a new thing for me within the last year, the training academy and NLP as a whole is within the last year of my year and a half of my life, really going down that rabbit hole. So that whole thing is new for me right now. That is the new thing, actually. I launched the training academy probably about 6 or 8 months ago. So we're living the new.
I love it.
So that academy is your, do you got people helping you with it?
So right now I'm one man show. Certified through the American Board of Neuro-Linguistic Programming for the academy is an accredited academy. And then I'm certified as a trainer. And right now I'm a one man show, but the goal is definitely to build that out. Because obviously by myself, I'm going to be limited to how many lives I can change in comparison to building a team. So definitely looking to build out a team in this.
Do you think you could pull Andrew Farr away from Heroes Vodka with that, or is he too tied up in that?
I think that guy's pretty. Andrew's so awesome, but he's pretty. He's pretty spread thin, I'd suggest.
Yeah. Well, whatever we can do to help support you in that mission, and I mean, it sounds like a great piece to even include, and like we're connected with first responder conferences, and we're looking to do some 2 and 3 day events where we're helping veterans and first responders, get an edge, figure out where do I need to go next. And I think that you'd be a good part of that party.
Yeah. I'd love to connect and see where I can add value there. I do. So the certifications that I do are 7 and 10 day long. However, I run courses, 2 and 3 day courses that don't do a certification, but really just can alter the way we're evaluating things. We're really like, when we ask at any given time, everything is the past. So right now when I just said the past, that's in the past. And when we ask people, when we say like, who are we? Like if we ask Greg, who am I? And to be fair, just so you guys know, before I even go any further, I have no clue who I am. And if I was to ask anyone who they were, they would just state their memories, things that existed of them that they'd completed in the past. But the realization of that who we are, who we become, is anyone we want. And a lot of times our limitations are superimposed by what limited us in the past, but what was in the past no longer exists. So I'd love to link up. And like I said, I do 2 and 3 day workshops that really can just alter the way we're thinking, and create new realizations.
You speak way more eloquently than I do. And I just, how awesome would it be if we could just teach all of our veterans and first responders just to flush the toilet and just, it's gone.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
It's gone.
That's right.
I get to get up tomorrow, and tomorrow's my new day, and I can get up and put my shoe on the wrong feet, and I get to deal with that. That's okay.
Yeah.
Or I can do it right. I love the admiral, and I can't remember his name, the Navy admiral that talks about the first thing you do if you got up and you made your bed.
That's it,
if you make your bed, you get to come back. And that's what we're talking about here. This is just get rid. And I get there's some heavy stuff out there. I get you've been hurt. I get you've been harmed. I get that there's traumas. I get that. I know that, you know, I lived in a little bit of fear in our new video because there's some gripping pieces in there, you know.
Triggers.
There's some of those when you've got the angel flight, that means something to people. When you're walking through Arlington, that means something to people. And I get that. And that's the I don't think it's okay to remember, but it's okay to say, you know what, here's, if I didn't have that catalyst, I can't be the person I am today.
Bingo.
Can't be it. You can't be it. If I don't have that piece in my life, I can't be who I am today, but I can be a better person today. And I can be better for myself. I can be better for my family. I can be better for my community. And that's really
Have you guys heard of a gentleman's name, Viktor Frankl? He wrote a couple, like Man's Search for Meaning. He wrote a couple books. He was in Auschwitz. And but he had a quote that I really liked, and or I don't know if he was quoted with it, but I'm quoting him. He said, suffering ceases to be suffering when it finds meaning. And so we went through something, and we're either going to use it to hold us down, and that's going to be the meaning, and that's going to be our suffering, or we're going to use it to empower, teach, lead the next generation, and then that gives us meaning. And it can really just, you know, just remove the suffering just like that.
Absolutely. And that's profound. It's heavy. And the thing is, if we're not using that piece, don't let other people use that piece either. You can't let other people into your life to use what that was to.
Yeah. It's such a great subject.
I like your candor. I like the way you present yourself and the way you speak. And, I like this. I like this moment, and I like the message that can be out there real easily. And I hope that there's someone out there that hears the words that are coming out. And if you're not finding the words that are helping you to recalibrate, reach out. Reach out to anyone that's on the panel here. We can easily get hold of each other and make sure that we've got connects. We don't do referrals with the People's Picture Project. We do direct contact. So if you're calling me from Georgia, I will get you in touch with Feed the Heroes Foundation. If you call me from Texas, there's a whole list of people I can. If you call me from Tennessee, there's, again, a battalion of people in Tennessee. And we've got 180 different organizations across this country right now that are willing to help you. And we're getting ready to launch that piece that allows everyone open access to every single one of these organizations. You don't have to be lost. You don't have to be confused. And we don't get into this conversation, but you don't have to worry about sending an email to an organization that doesn't respond back to you and or might have something else on their agenda. That's not what we're here for. No one is getting rich with the People's Patriot Project, and that's not the plan. Our plan is to save lives. So work with us. We work with you, and reach out to us. All right. Ache in my bones.
Well, Ache in my bones was inspired actually by my daughter-in-law's grandparents. Her grandmother passed away, and her grandparents had been married for a very long time, 60-some-odd years, I believe it was. And I went to the funeral, and I remembered my grandparents who'd been married for a very long time, and I couldn't help but think about her grandfather and him going home and being suddenly submerged in all those memories. And no matter where he went in that house, those memories were present with him. And even though those memories are precious, when the loss is that fresh, it's also very painful. And there's a line in the song where it says, even the chair smells like you. And so the song is just about my thoughts on what it must be like to love someone for so long and so deeply, and then suddenly have to live in that void, but at the same time with all those memories, and how much that must hurt.
Well, it's a crazy parallel to this conversation we just had tonight. I love how this always works out. So we've got the Kim Donnette Band with Ache in My Bones.
Yes. I think there's two versions running.
When I saw you, just knew something was different, something I had to choose. Like a moth drawn to the flame, flying there in spite of the pain, I had to go. because my heart told me so.
That's a tough one for me. It's not tough because I actually am using it as an opportunity to celebrate, only in the fact that when I was younger, I'd get to go hang out in my great aunt's attic, and there was so much history. And you talked about that smell in the pre-talk, but we don't get to have those smells anymore. There's nowhere where you get to enjoy that, at least in the world that I'm in. I don't want to use the word more civilized because that's not the right word, but far shout from being Montana, Wyoming to Minnesota and not having those opportunities and chances to walk through those barns and experiencing, you know, the rusty fuel can over in the corner kind of thing. So, and a great story. We have a good friend on here, Tammy Schroeder, who helps the People's Patriot Project a ton, and her husband served in the military and recently lost her husband, not because of COVID, but during COVID, and she put him to rest at the at the National Cemetery here in Minnesota, and actually didn't even get to have that closure until a year after he had passed at the cemetery because of the stuff. And our hearts are with you, Tammy. We love you to death. And in light of our conversation earlier of flushing the toilet, I can imagine that is not something that you want to let go anytime soon. So hold on to that there and embrace it. So.
Okay. I love it. Kim, I love all the new pictures.
What's that?
I love all the new pictures and the new aren't media. Fun?
I know. I actually got asked if that was me by the Chevette.
Okay, I was thinking about asking. No, it works. That was me.
Sometimes I think that's awesome. I will get in trouble right now, and that's okay. I can handle trouble time. Because there is nothing wrong with the Kim Donnette on our panel right now. But Kim Donnette in the day, my goodness. Brown chicken, brown cow. That's what I'm going to say.
Oh, my.
Come on, give it to me.
I appreciate that. You know. Getting older is not all bad. I mean, you know, but there are some parts of it I would like to just skip.
I'm struggling over here.
It's you know, we do get to hang out with Mark a couple times a week, so this is
the
good part is.
Yeah,
this is roughly a pretty good filtered venue. You guys get to see the real me that isn't so fine. And you got to have fun in life. That's what I say.
Yeah, yeah.
Have fun in life. Well, we already talked about your future, Mr. Pease. Is there any organizations you want to do a shout out for or anyone you want to?
Man.
Commander Fleet came on and said hi. I don't know what he's throwing all that Navy crap on there for, but whatever.
You know, I'm glad you asked that question. And I work a lot with Creative Vets out here. They're an organization that works with veterans and through song and through art and through photography to really, like, for example, one of their programs, they fly veterans out here to Nashville, Tennessee. And I've been through the program myself, and now I help mentor veterans through the program. And it's always, you know, it's always rewarding to be able to give back and to help the other veterans. And so they'll fly out here and with a mentor, really share their story, share those hard parts of the story. And then they get to go to the Grand Ole Opry with a hit songwriter and really share that story. And it gets turned into music. And it starts with something that they can't talk about and ends with something that they're excited to share, that check out this song. So that's the Creative Vets organization. And I love getting to be a part of their organization through volunteer and mentoring.
We reached out a couple times, and we hope to have Creative Vets on our show as well and share their mission. And I just think there's awesome opportunities for us to plug and play, so to speak. And we're excited about that opportunity. And I do want to mention right now is a great time that if you got a buddy, female, male, all those, are serving, and they're on your thoughts, I'm going to tell you it's time to reach out to them. If you're thinking about them, don't stop. Just take the extra step. It takes less than 3 seconds to do a quick text. You know, sometimes that ends up and spurred into a conversation. It takes you a little bit longer, and that's okay. It's time to reconnect with those people and just make sure they're just okay. And just okay is good enough for today, and we'll move forward till tomorrow and work on more of the positive. And we're always spinning and sharing the positive message, but we are the opportunity to serve, the People's Patriot Project. We have multiple awesome opportunities. We can connect with organizations all over the country to give you the opportunity. If you have that itch, you've already served and you need to find a place to put who you are someplace, reach out to us. We've got, like I said, organizations, 180 different organizations right now across the country that we can plug you into. If you never had the chance to serve for a number of reasons, I hear all the time, well, I would have served if this, if that. we are that opportunity. I wish we were the next organization that would have picked up where we can have a service group that serves veterans and first responders across the country, making sure that we're holding each other accountable. We're helping with the processes of recalibration so that we have effective A, person, B, family, C, communities. We live in a special place, and I know a lot of people want to fight about that narrative sometimes, but we don't have to worry about what's happening over the seas right now. No one's kicking in our back door. And we'll knock on wood there, and we'll continue to move forward, and we will do what we need to do, and hopefully don't have to face those as a reality anytime soon. So, again, reach out to the People's Patriot Project. Got a great, amazing anthem. Let's spill it, Kim Donnett Band. Come Home. What do you got?
Well, Come Home was written after I had the opportunity to visit with people that I love, and they had shared stories of their service time. And, you know, I was fortunate. My service time was a very positive experience. I didn't have any of those memories that haunted me. I didn't have any of those experiences while I was in service, but there are people in my life that I love deeply who did. And what I found was there were so many moments where something would take them back, kind of like Mr. P said, where something would take them back, and in an instant, they were right back there. They were right back at that shore. They were right back in that jungle. They were right back in that space, and those things came flooding over them, and they didn't want it to be that way, but they couldn't help it. They didn't know how to stop it. And so Come Home is written about those people and my desire to help them let those things lay in the past and come home and be present and be home. And my wish that I could do that for them, and how it is very hard when you love people and you see them affected that way, because you want so much for them not to have those demons and be haunted by those things. But you know, all you can do is be present for them and kind of be that lighthouse, if you will, and say, hey, the present is right here. Come home to it, you know? And that's where the song came from.
Sounds like an exceptional song.
You've done that.
You know, Mark, while you get that fired up, it made me think about when you're talking about, you know, when you think about someone, to take that extra step and reach out to them. And, you know, we all have our times where things get heavy. And, you know, I think about it like, you know, when you have your flame, share it with everyone around you. And that way, if there's a day that your flame goes out, everyone around you has a flame to share back with you. So, yeah, always when we're thinking about that person. But if someone crosses your mind, just reach out to them. You never know where that's going to go and how that plays back for you as well.
Absolutely. You won't know where and you won't know when.
Jesse, where are you out of? Are you?
I'm up in Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Yeah. Moved away from South Carolina and came up here. Came back home and like, what the hell did I do that for?
How long have you been back to Minnesota?
Old, huh?
How long have you been back at in Minnesota?
I don't know. I got out in, what did I get out at? 99?
Seeing your background as well with the beautiful snow that's not quite gone.
How much snow did you guys get?
When?
Which time?
You guys keep snow up there pretty much through the winter or what?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. Yeah. You don't buy a motorcycle up here, so it's worthless. You can get like 3 months to ride. It sucks.
Wow. Andrea, you're up there in Minnesota as well?
I am. And I was going to actually say, Mark and I are school teachers as well. And so we teach through the winter. So it's September through I go the beginning of June, and so you have no idea how sacred those 3 months of actual warm weather summer are.
Yeah, I bet.
And Kim, I was thinking about coming down there. Actually, I if we hadn't traveled so much already and I had time and money, I would be there with you right now in that studio. But I have to say,
you come anytime. I've got an extra bedroom just for you.
I'm coming.
Kim, where's down there real quick?
Hallsville, Texas.
Texas, awesome.
Saw that coming.
Thank you for your patience. and we have Kim Dunnett Band and Come Home.
Was a young boy when he left, shoulders square, purpose set. He would defend his country's honor, be a proud returning vet. He wasn't ready for the dark. Wasn't ready for the war. And year after, he wonders what's the fighting for. And there's a distance in his gaze. There's a sorrow in his step. He loves his country, but he's jaded and upset. He still fights off the darkness. He still feels the pain for that his peace is left in. On a bloody foreign shore, come home, come all the way home. Don't stand in the memories, don't linger too long. It's okay to cry, doesn't mean you're not strong. Don't stay in the past, it's not where you belong. Come home. You can see him smile, see him act like nothing's really wrong, but he still gets misty eyes when he hears a certain song. And he's trying hard to make it, and he wants so to fit in, but sometimes it just can't take it. When those memories rush in, come home, come all the way home. Don't stand in the memories, don't linger too long. It's okay to cry, doesn't mean you're not strong. Don't stay in the past, it's not where you belong. Come home, come all the way home. Don't stay in the memories, don't linger too long. It's okay to cry, doesn't mean you're not strong. Don't stay in the past, it's not where you belong.